want something more, meaningful moments, opportunities, deeper relationships, and memorable experiences? Do you want to make a difference? If you said yes, a career in real estate could be the opportunity you're looking for. Guiding people through one of the most important decisions they'll ever make, the purchase or sale of their home, can be both rewarding and lucrative. Exit Realty's revolutionary compensation model, training, and technology provide you with the tools you need to start and build your successful real estate career. Call me today, Robin Collins, R-O-B-Y-N Collins with Red Robin Homes at 843-557-5003. Again, that's 843-557-5003. Or visit me at redrobinhomes.com/joinexit and make your exit today.
Good morning, and great morning to you. Guys, welcome to another fabulous episode of Exit Strategies Radio Show. Hey, I am your host, Corwin J. Millett, broker and owner of Exit Realty Low Country Group in beautiful North Charleston and co-owner of Exit Realty New Horizons in the Met, that is Columbia, South Carolina. So guys, look, we got an awesome show for you today. As I've told you, as we have, moreover, we have demonstrated, we're out to change the narrative. We're out to increase not only your wealth, but to grow and expand your mindset so you can accommodate all that money that we're helping you to get for you and your family. You know our mantra here. It is, we are legacy building. The mission of Exit Strategies Radio Show is very simple. That is to empower our community through financial literacy and real estate education, guys. Yes, yes, again, we are legacy building. Shout out to all of our marvelous listeners, those that listen to us locally, expanding from downtown Charleston, down south towards Adams Run, up through Mount Pleasant, and guys, all the way out to Monkey's Corner. Yeah, Monk's Corner. I love y'all out there because my mama live out there. Hey, I appreciate you guys tuning in. So today, we have an amazing guest. Yes, we have with us, and I'm gonna have to take this because he said something in backstage that made me just, it was like a, so I want you guys to grab onto your head and grab a pen and paper so you can write down some notes. Because you're going to be blown away by this conversation today. None other than Zach Ullman. That is the guy. He is here with us today. He is the founder of Learn and Grow Rich. Zach, how you doing today?
I'm loving every second of it, man. Thanks for having me on the show.
You're welcome. So look, I gave our listeners a little tease, a little hint. Behind the curtain, you said something, and it was an epiphany. I'm going to share this real quick, but then I want to get into Zach, everything about you and what you're doing and how you're helping people. But you shared this thing that all the books and stuff are out there telling you how to think, but nobody is teaching you or imploring you to learn it. So learn and grow rich. Mind blown. That was it.
It's so simple, isn't it? Like the day it hit me, I was like, that's it. You know, I grew up on a farm in Northwest Indiana. They're like, work hard. Uh-huh. I'm like, yeah, that ain't making me money. And they, all these little sayings. And one day it just hit me. I was like, the only way to make more money is to become worth more. The only way to become worth more is to go learn something. Now, the key is what is the skill set you're going to develop yourself in? That's where we could talk all day about it. But at the end of the day, you have to learn to become worth more to make more money.
So, Zach, that right there is a peanut butter on the bread. I mean, just smooth.
I love it, man.
That's it right there. That's it. But let's go back and get this. So you're from small town Indiana. Listeners, tell our listeners, 50,000 foot view, who you are, what it is that you do.
So I was born and raised in Cowes, Indiana, 3,500 people. And my dad died when I was 12, took over the family farm before school, after school. I contribute my success to growing up on the farm. Responsibility, work ethic, character, all of those things it takes to have success. And I really didn't value education at all until I graduated high school. Then I said, what am I going to do with my life? I had these three things I wanted. I wanted to travel the world, make money, and help people. So I started reading books. I picked up this book by Peter Lynch, who is a hedge fund or a mutual fund manager, one of the best in the world. And I started learning about this concept of making money. And then I said, well, I want to buy and sell businesses. This is what I want to do. And everyone said, go to college. I went to Indiana University, took it very serious, graduated at the top of my class in 2008 with a degree in finance and business admin. If you guys remember, 2008 was a horrific time to be anybody, let alone a fresh graduate with a finance degree. So I spent the next 3 years miscellaneous job. I worked for 2 years for free, 1 year for a real estate investor. I drove from Northwest Indiana to Chicago every day for free. The next year was I worked down at Chicago Board of Trade. I didn't make a dime. I worked every day. It was sales and I was horrible at sales. And then I got a job working as a financial consultant, valuation consultant. I didn't even know what it was, but it offered me 35 grand a year. And it was on how to value companies. And I said, okay, this is going to help me buy companies in the future. By then I knew it was like, okay, I got to get my skill sets up. And I told the lady, I said, I'll work for free. I just need some. That's why I worked for free for the previous 2 years to get my resume built up. Mm-hmm. And it was, no, Zach, we're going to pay you 35 grand. And I was like, woo. And I just worked. It was like the door was open and I just outworked everybody. And I was doing partner level work within a year or two. Ended up parlaying that into working for one of the best companies in the world, Willamette Management. Became a published author, had the six-figure salary, every bell and whistle you could think of, and I hated it. And I said, this is going to be the rest of my life? Like, question mark? And a friend invited me down to this real estate investing community and said, try this out. I was scared to death of it, but I was more scared to death of sticking in that office the rest of my life. So I jumped. And 18 months later, I bought my first property. I had six properties right after that. Bought a business, quit my job, and I bought a business out in Arizona, started my own real estate investing community. And then I rolled that into what we do today is we work with high-functioning, high-producing W-2 employees and founder-led companies. Financial strategies, we help them buy businesses, sell businesses, buy real estate, sell real estate. We do all the tax planning, everything finance under the sun for them. And so that's how we spend our time today.
So that's interesting you used to say that, Zach. There's a piece in there that you talked about what you was more afraid of. I literally interviewed an agent recently to join our group here. And in that conversation, they were expressing how fearful they were in getting started in the business. They're getting to go to school, start all this stuff, and how fearful they are starting this process. But I asked them, I said, well, hey, you need to be more fearful of staying where you are because you're unhappy. So that's the epiphany right there, man. When people are afraid of success, man.
Oh, yeah. I see it every day. Because I train. So I have calls 6 days a week, and I've been doing this for 10 years almost. I've trained thousands of people in real estate investing. And the number one thing is fear. I don't care. Whatever you disguise it as, whatever, I like it, how you said peanut butter, whatever peanut butter you put on it to make it sound good, it's a lie. You're afraid. And the sooner you realize that, the sooner you can move forward.
That is very true. As I was having that conversation, and I'm going to get back around off of this here in a moment, but it's the mindset piece, man. It's got to go into everything. If you don't get the mindset piece, nothing's going to work. And all you're going to do is support and confirm your fear. Because, okay, I had this fear going in. And in turn, because I had this fear, I didn't fully commit. So I didn't go whole hog. And matter of fact, I'm going to give you something, Zach. I think you'll appreciate this one. And I ain't said this one in a long time. So you can feel free to use this.
So, I love it.
So I tell people this thing here about commitment, right? So you work on a farm. I don't know what y'all have, but my assumption is you have probably had some hogs and you had some chickens. Is that fair?
No, we have strawberries.
You had strawberries? Oh, shoot. It was sweet over there. It was pretty sweet.
We had strawberries and flowers.
But think about this. So breakfast time on, if you put bacon, eggs on a plate, that hog was committed. He was fully committed. That chicken made a contribution. So when I talk to people, I do this a lot with my agents. I say to them, hey, look, I need you whole hog. I need you.
I love that whole hog. I've never heard of that.
Exactly. Whole hog, because that person is committed. The other person is a chicken. They come in, they give you an egg, and they gone. You know what I'm saying? They still running around the yard, pecking, bothering people, doing whatever they do. But that hog was committed. He had to fully give up an appendage, probably gave, but to be frank about it, to get bacon, he had to give up a mold, because the way the bacon come from, he had to give up more than just an appendage. You can cut off a shank or cut off a foot, you know what I'm saying, and probably still keep going. But look here, you got to give up where he gave up that bacon from. Well, you got to be fully invested. And people have to be fully and should be fully invested in what they're setting out to do. So, Zach, tell me this. So you overcame the fear, if you will, because you had a greater fear of that monotony. You had a greater fear of being stuck in this rut of, wait a minute, this is what my life is going to be. So in doing so, that was the trigger. So that was the why. So what was the bigger thing and what keeps you motivated now to keep going?
So as life progressed, so did the why. And so my first one was obviously my mom. She still is very important to me. Growing up on a farm, she didn't have a traditional retirement plan. Her retirement plan was 3 kids, right? Mm-hmm. And so that motivated me. And then that pushed me through school. And then that got me the job. And then once I had the job, I was like, well, this sucks. And from there, it was, well, I want to quit this job and I want to start my business. And I got there. It was just kept perpetuating. And then finally, I reached a point where I set out, it was travel the world, help people make money. And I was doing all three of them and making great money, traveling the world and helping lots of people. And I was sitting in Dominican Republic and with my coach, and I was bummed out. I was at the beach and I got on my coaching call with her. She goes, what's wrong? And I was like, I'm not feeling it. She goes, oh, I'll sum it up. I quit asking what's next. And if you don't have something else to live into, it's, well, I don't care how good your life is. Enjoy the journey. The destination's only good for a quick little drink. And then you got to get back on the road to the next destination. And for me, I just created a big enough why that it's my lifelong purpose now. It's empowered people have an amazing life in all aspects of their life. And it starts with finances. Because if you don't have your finances in order, the rest of your life is going to be in disorder. And so I help people get their finances in order. Then I help people find their purpose and their passion and something to pull them out of bed every morning. Because as you said earlier, you got to have something greater than that fear that keeps you from doing something. And so that's what I spend my time doing today, is inspiring people to go live in a fantastic life. And it starts by me being a product of that. Like, I have a pretty fantastic life, but I work hard at it every day. I coach 3 times a week to get over my own internal fears.
Man, so I just had this whole vision over here of traveling, people, the journey, you know, get caught in the destination. And I've said this, so I'm not going to, man, look, there's some other stuff I want to get to, so I don't want to stay here too long. Zach, you just hit something else. So I feel like we're kindred spirits over here, my man, because seriously, I always talk about the journey, and then when people get somewhere, when they achieve a particular thing, then they want to rest in that place. And then when you look, they don't accomplish anything more. And to be frank, they're miserable because they got to this one place and, oh, I made it. But then pretty soon the ticker tape gets bad, gets wet. That's, look here, I ain't never been, but I done watched it. So you don't watch them drop that ball in New York, New Year's Eve, ticker tape, all that stuff. Somebody got to go clean that mess up because it ain't no good. It's a mess, right?
Right.
It's similar. So we want the ticker tape parade experience when we achieve something wonderful. But then what happens after that? The ticker tape, once it's done shot, once it hit the ground, you ain't picking up and throwing it up again. It's on the ground. It's already dirty. It's getting wet, whatever it is, and it becomes a mess. Now you got to clean it up. And when you clean it up, are you going to clean it up and stay there? Or are you going to clean it up and move on to the next place where you can have another ticker tape parade? That's what I heard you say. Go ahead.
Well, I think for me, I think people are sold a lie. And that lie is retirement is going to make you happy, or doing nothing is going to make you happy. And that is the farthest thing from the truth. If you're not evolving as a human being, you will be not happy. I don't know how else to say it, because I personally experienced, I had that proverbial beach moment, that proverbial do nothing moment. And it's nice to take a break. I'm not saying that. It's like nice to take a break and catch your breath, but to sit there forever, it's not fulfilling at all. And I see all these programs. I have a love-hate relationship with high-ticket coaching programs because I'm a product of them. I've sold them. I've bought them. There's some great ones out there, but I think the majority of them are selling a facade. Mm. And that facade is make money quick, do nothing. It's just not the reality of it. And so it takes you have to become somebody that makes that money. And the only way you're going to do that is by learning. And then it's the constant evolution of what it means to be a human. And you're just like, what's next? That is where my most joyous moments come from, is finding something hard and going to go for it and then accomplishing it.
So let's shift the gear here, because look, me and you, I could stay on this.
I know, right? It's so fun to find people.
Yeah, because it's empowering. It's freeing. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, man, oh man, I could stay on this for a long time. So let's talk about the investing strategies that you employ. You may mention early in that you guys employ, you're not just doing an investment or looking at the return on the investment. You're looking at also the tax strategies, the advantages tax-wise, that's the benefits, the other benefits, the ancillary benefits of the investment when you analyze. Is that correct?
Yeah. And so I've been doing this for 20 years, and I used to work in M&A. I used to do financial modeling. And so I gained so much knowledge, and I didn't realize it at the time. I just wanted to make that big money. But what I was picking up along the trail was skill sets and knowledge and wisdom that I now today can use to save a lot of people money and make a lot of people money. And so in the world of investing, this is how I see the world. Make money in business, reinvest it in real estate, and then use tax strategies to keep as much of it as you can. Real estate being one of the best tax strategies out there. Now, the people that I talk to, again, a lot of these guru programs out there, they're selling these get rich quick through real estate. But what they don't tell you is, if you don't have money, the only way you're going to make money is through sales and marketing of a product called real estate. And in that book, a lot of the people that I talk to, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, they always remember the real estate, invest in real estate, but they always forget the become great at sales part. Right? Because nobody wants to sell. No, I was not the person today. I've gone through so much personal development to get here, because I was a quiet dude in the back room analyst that was afraid of the world. And I did not want to sell because I didn't understand it. And today, everything I do is sales and marketing. Everything I do is sales and marketing. Mm-hmm. Because there's no transaction without a sale. There's no money without a sale. And people don't get that.
So what I just heard, man, and look here, man, Zach, I don't know your faith, man, but what I just heard is, I tell people all the time, people take one little scripture, one little verse out of whatever, and that becomes everything. So you remember that one section of the book, but you forget everything else that was said before.
I don't want to hear that. You know, it's like, yeah, it's like reject it. Your brain rejects it, because that means you're going to have to go out and actually talk to another human being and solve a problem and be of value. And that's scary as heck for people.
I'm over here tripping, man, because that's really what it is. Like you said, they want to give you, or people want to give you this whole, well, I'm going to do this. Okay, well, look, in order to get this accomplished, this, you got to do all this other stuff in order to make this a reality. And you don't want to do any of this. So therefore, this is going to fizzle and be nothing. Because, seriously.
I mean, I was a product of what I just said. I spent years trying to become great at finance and anything other than talking to people. And then one day I'm just like, man, I flipped over everything, trying to do everything to make money without talking to people. And it's just, it ain't it. And then I read this beautiful book. It's the 10 Commandments of Making Money, I think it's called. And in there he says, you need other people to make money. And it was just like Learn and Grow Rich. It was like so obvious to me after I read the book. And it was like, he said, if you were the last person on earth, you'd be the richest person on earth for a short, right? And I'm like, okay, what does that mean? And then he goes, after a while, you'd be forced to be a farmer, because all the food would go bad and you'd have to go back to being a farmer. And then they talk about creating community. Well, I'm going to be great at raising potatoes. You're going to be great at raising corn. The third person is going to be great at raising cows for milk. And then we all do economics. Right? And then we store value through grains and the whole history of currencies and money and all this. I have to actually add value to people. And that means I have to go understand their problems and understand how to sell or solve their problems so I can make some money. And what I got out of it was, like, growing up in the Midwest, there's this negative context around making money. You're supposed to, the way I was raised, you don't charge your neighbor, you help them for free. My challenge was I was helping everyone for free. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't serve me. And then it's okay. So it's okay to make money.
And selling is not sleazy if it's done with integrity. You're actually providing a value. Mm-hmm. And that took me a long time to understand.
That's interesting that the evolution, if you will, of the learning. So that's what we're talking about, learning. But the evolution seems to be similar between different people.
I look at it like this. I've done enough. I've spent well over $500,000 in the last 15, 20 years of my life in training and development programs. And we're all unique to a certain extent. But if we pull back far enough, we're all the same. We're all the same. Like you're unique in your own individuality, but as a human being, you're the exact same as me. And I've traveled the world. I've had about 22 plus countries in 4 years, full-time digital nomad living. And everywhere I go, there's people, same thing. They look different. They have different color skin, different languages, different essence to them. But at the core, they're still a human and they still have fears and they still have desires and they're still emotional creatures. And it's the same thing everywhere. It just has its own little tweak to it.
So Zach, you teach people how to do this, right?
Oh, yeah.
So what does that look like? Groups, training calls? What does that look like?
I went to this. So I'm always evolving myself. And so I started off in a coaching program, very $15,000. I had to sell some stuff and I borrowed money from my mom to even get into it. And then started having some success. And I started my own community. And then it was like $20,000+ to join our community. And so what I've done was I've been doing that for about 10 years. And so I'm into my next phase is where I'm literally giving all the content away. And so we're working on a platform called School, SKL. It's just a platform. And my goal is to give all of my content away because I see all these people out there selling these high ticket programs to people that aren't ready to consume at that level. And then they're spending $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 on programs. And so I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to give my content away for free. And so that's what I'm working on doing right now. And then if you want me, we were starting a new mastermind subscription. It's $97 a month for the people that I'm on the calls. And then if you're my desired client, either high functioning, high performance W-2 people, we got people make $500,000 a year in the W-2 world and they can hang at my speed. Or you're a founding level partner or a founding level person that runs the company, you're a founder. Those are the two people I work with one-on-one because they have the capacity and that they can make money. Mm-hmm. And for some of the other people that aren't there yet, it's just a process of staying in the game. And so that's how I developed them. I got this framework from Alex Hormozi. I don't know if you know him. He just gives everything away and he's one of the biggest online marketers out there. But his goal is to eventually turn these prospective people into companies he can partner with. And so I do the same thing. And so when somebody reaches a state and they're ready for my advanced skills, my advanced team, whatever it is that I have to offer, I've built all that goodwill. And they're going to say, hey, Zach, you really did me a solid. I want to work with you now. And then that's how I get my portfolio companies.
Makes perfect sense. Essentially, you get more by giving more. You
know, yeah, you get absolutely. More. Absolutely.
Zig Ziglar has a saying that's related to that. His verse is all. It's everywhere.
I'm also the passion in me for helping other people is I think we could change the world. So I have this thing, it's called the project. And the project is how do we end human suffering? And I was like, how do we feed the hungry, house the homeless, drinking, just the necessities of life. Mm-hmm. And it was like, well, oh, we're going to fund it through the program. It's just not my brain. What's the program? Well, the program is Zach teaching other people how to make money. And if I can teach them how to make money through business ownership, then they're going to take that money they make and they're going to put it in their community by making a difference. Maybe it's animals that they're passionate about. Maybe it's elderly. Maybe it's the kids. Maybe I don't care who it is. Take some of that money you make and go make a difference in the world. And so instead of Zach and my wife writing a check, we have millions of people writing a check. And I think that coupled with sound principles and ethics and values, which I think are very lacking today, I think you put those on the foundation of making money. I think this world could change like that.
I can agree. And that is, I'm sorry, because it just went right past me. But essentially what you're doing is you're teaching others to fish.
That's the thing that came to my mind, the passage. And there's this book out there. It's called Toxic. My gosh, I can't remember the name of it. But Toxic, like when you give stuff away. Because the first time they say thank you, the second time they expect over time. And then the third time, eventually it's like, where's my stuff?
Yeah.
And what that does is that takes away from the value creation, and there's no more economic value being exchanged, because that value that they're getting has to come from somewhere. And so it's absolutely, I want to teach people.
I love that. I love that. So Zach, look, we quickly reached the end part of today's show, but look, I'm loving it. So I'm going to have to get you back on here soon.
I would love another.
Yeah, because I feel like we probably just pulled back half the top layer of the onion and we got so much more to go. But tell me, how can our listeners find you? How can they reach you? Look you
the
up.
The best way to find me, because we got a bunch of stuff out there, is my blog, Indiana Ullman. So I have Indiana Jones. I said, you know what? I'm Indiana Ullman. For me, I love adventures. I love motorcycles. So Indiana Ullman, OEHLMAN.com. My blog, I write stuff. You'll get to know more about me. It has all my social media, all my businesses, all this stuff there.
I love it. I love it. I'm over here cracking myself up because look here. Yeah, I'm going to look this website up right now. So listeners, look here. I want you to know that I'm looking this up right now so we can find. There he is right there. Oh, gosh, man, that is so cool.
That photo with the that's in Brazil.
Oh, wow. Yeah, man, that is so cool. So for our listeners, guys, look, you'll find this episode on our website. Please make sure that you go check it out. It'll be up on Monday. So you're listening to it. Look, on Monday, it's going to be up. Please make sure you go find the links. Website link is going to be there. So you can go check. I love the site, man. So you can go check Zach out and connect with them. Not only follow the adventures, but figure out how you can create your own adventure. This is a lifestyle that you're living, Zach. I'm super stoked and happy for you because I see it. I see in the reflection and inflection that you give and insights that you're providing to people about how they can live the same way and how you're encouraging people to be, one, let's make some money. Let's help some people. Let's make some money so we can help more people. So help people, make money, help more people.
That's it.
And you keep going. I love it. I love it. I love it. So Zach, thank you so much, man, for being on the show with us today. I really appreciate it. So I asked this question of all of our guests. I call it my mic drop question, right? And it's a hindsight. It's a 2020 question. So if you can look back over your life, the things that you've done, what thing would you have done differently that would have catapulted you to either where you are now or much further down the road?
I would have got involved in personal development, the mindset work from 16, like from a child. I didn't even know what it was until I was almost 30, in 27, 28, 29. And so I was so focused on the tactical stuff, the 2 + 2 = 4, as opposed to the mindset, the visionary stuff, the planning your future. You can have whatever you want if you put like that side of stuff. Without that, you need both. You need the tactical and the practical, but you also need the visionary, the dreaming aspect, the goal setting. We'll call it the Tony Robbins type stuff because everyone knows who he is. Just, I would have started that as soon as I could.
Okay. I love that because you're right. And we're not taught that. Nobody knows how to teach.
You know, I tell people, I said, I grew up in a small town and you dealt with your problems by drinking or going to church or not dealing with it. It's the truth. It's the truth.
Right? And I literally just clicked through and thought in my head, you're absolutely positively right.
No one said, Zach, you could change your life if you want.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Until I met a certain group of people in my late 20s that said, Zach, you can change your life if you want. And I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, that is so true, man. Either you on the front pew or the first bar stool, or you just saying whatever. It's one of those three. You're absolutely positively right. Positively correct. So Zach, again, thank you so much, my man, for all of that. Thank you for your candor. Thank you for your openness. And most importantly, we appreciate and we thank you for your time today, for being on the show with us. Again, from the bottom of my heart, I really appreciate you being part of the Exit Strategy Radio Show family. And I look forward to having you back on soon.
Thanks for having me, Corwin.
So for our listeners, guys, y'all know how I feel. Y'all know what I say. Y'all know I always put the two of those things together. And I give it, I deliver it to you this way, which is, I love you. I love you. I love you. And we're going to see you guys out there in those streets.